is a toast to the host of those who love the vastness of the sky. To a friend we send a message of his brother men who fly.
We drink to those who gave their all of old, then down we roar to score the rainbow's pot of gold.
A toast to the host of men we boast the Army Air Corps.
Off we go into the wild blue yonder, climbing high into the sun. Here they come.
That's it. That's finale for your AAF on the air. Except for one thing. Our sincere thanks to the National Broadcasting Company and the other major networks for their unstinting cooperation. To the civilian artists who have from time to time given us a hand with our mission. And to all those people in and out of service who have given us help and encouragement in a thousand ways. And now from Washington, D.C., this is Sergeant Vern Wilson saying just once more to all Americans, keep them flying. To keep the peace.
This series was written by Sergeant Irving Nyman and produced by Sergeant George Boutsas.
The Swing Era with Bud Pearson, Thursdays 5 p.m. Pacific and Sundays 2 p.m. Pacific on SwingStreetRadio.org, where the big band swing.
Sergeant Johnny Desmond joins the crew chiefs, and we hear...
In the middle of May, he met a gal named June. Took her out in July, beneath an August moon.
Then often set, he kept admiring her charms. And all through art, they were locked in each other's arms.
From November to Jan, the runaround began.
February and March, he was a worried man.
It was until April that she said, okay.
They were married.
deep in our hearts and take our borrowed tune from a guy it will always belong to, Major Glenn Miller. And we play it in the way he showed us, Moonlight Serenade. Touch of silver lining, my blue heaven. This is the last broadcast of I Sustain the Wings, and it's the last of many broadcasts from your Army Air Forces. We've brought you the Air Force's story from headquarters over the major networks, from posts and airfields on the smaller stations, from overseas direct by wire recorder. At home and overseas, we've reported on the lives of your fighting men in the Army Air Forces, a great bunch of men, and a great fighting team. Our mission's ended now, and this is our thanks to you who have been with us all the way. We're grateful for the opportunity to do the job and proud of the organization with which we served, the United States Army Air Forces. We pulled a bit of reverse Lend-Lease over there and brought back a song that you seem to like. So here's Sergeant Johnny Desmond for a reprise of
Symphony. Symphony of love, music from above, how does it start? You walk in, and the song begins, singing violins start in my heart. Then you speak, the melody seems to rise. Then you sigh, it sighs and it softly dies. Sing to me, then we kiss, and it's clear to me, when you're near to me, you are my symphony.
Now, here is Lieutenant Colonel Frederick Brisson, Chief of Army Air Forces Radio, who has inspired and led the operation all the way. Colonel Brisson?
Winning the war took better men, better planes, and better weapons than our enemy could produce. But it also took words, millions of words, to explain an entirely new type of warfare to the men and women of America. Words to explain the new meaning of air power. For General of the Army H.H. Arnold has felt that in a people's war and a people's peace, the people must be fully informed of the mighty weapon they hold in their army air forces. This has been our primary objective during the war and during the months of peace that have followed. Through our wartime radio mission, we were able to achieve our planned objectives. And as General Arnold has said, quote,
I have always regarded our Air Force radio broadcasts as a strictly military operation whose objective of public understanding and support is just as vital as a mission in a theater of war. Now it enables us to write mission accomplished in the log of our radio programs.
Unquote. The necessity for all-out radioactivity has passed. It is hoped that the vital stories and messages that were carried will continue to live in the consciousness of America as the AAF, symbol of America's air power, continues as a guardian of the peace and protector of the rights of liberty-loving nations throughout the world.
Thank you, Colonel Brisson.
Now for General of the Army H.H. Arnold, for the officers and men of the Army Air Forces, from Sergeant Jerry Gray and Major Glenn Miller's AAF Overseas Orchestra, the Air Corps Song.